This week's Parsha is Parsha Struma, and our shiur today will focus on chapter 25, verse number 5. But before we do that, we'll start with the beginning of the Parsha, where the pasuk says, "Vadabar Hashem al Moshe Leimor," Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Daber abnei Israel, tell to the children of Israel, ve'ikhu li truma, and let them take from me a portion, me'eis kol ish asher idvano liboy, from every man that his heart motivates him, Tikhos tirimosi, you should take my portion. Vezoi sa truma shatikhom eitam, and this is the portion you should take from them, meaning this is the articles that they should donate. Zav, gold, vachesev, and silver, unachoishes, and copper. Uscheles, and turquoise wool. Rashi says that this is a wool that is dyed with the animal called chilazon. Veargamon, and purple wool. Rashi says that this is wool that is dyed with something that's called argamon. Vesolas, shoni, and scarlet wool. Vesheish, and linen. Veizim, and goat hair. Now comes the pasuk that we are going to focus on. Veoirois, elim, meodamim. And hides of rams that are reddened. Meaning Rashi says that they were not naturally red. That they were dyed red after they became ready, because it's not written elim adamim that we should bring red ram's leather, which then would mean that the ram itself had to be red. It's written that we should bring hides of a ram that has been reddened, which means that red is not the natural color, but you had made it to become red. And we'll have to understand what was the purpose of making this skin red. Then the pasuk continues and says, "V'oiris tchashim, and skins of a tachash, v'atzei shittim, and shittim wood." Rashi on oiris tchashim, the skin of a tachash, Rashi explains what kind of an animal is tachash. Rashi says, "Min chaya." It's a certain type of animal, velehoiso el lesha, and existed only at that time, veharbe gevonim hayula, and this animal had a lot of colors, lekach meturgam sazgoina, therefore the Targum Unculus translates tachash as sazgoina, which comprises of two words, meaning that saz and gavna, that it's happy about its colors, shesas umispar bagvanim shaloi, that the animal rejoices and prides itself on its colors, and that is the idea of tachash. The question Meforshim ask is, why does Rashi need to explain the Targum Unculus? Maybe the Targum Unculus means to say that that animal is sazgoina, that tachash in Aramaic is sazgona. The Maharal Diskin answers that that can be the interpretation, because since Rashi says that there was only lefisha, that that animal wasn't known, it only appeared for that time, meaning that it only appeared at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in order to let the Jewish people use that animal as skin for the Mishkan. If this animal was not known previously, then obviously the Aramaic could have not given a name to this animal. Therefore, Rashi explains that the name that the Targum Unculus gives is not really the name of the animal, it's actually a description of the animal, that the animal rejoices by its colors. Meaning, the name of the animal in Aramaic, it's not sazgoina, but sazgoina is a description of the animal, that this animal rejoices and glorifies itself by its colors. In truth, Rashi's comment is really a combination of the Medrash Tanhuma and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kof Ches Omed Aleph 28a and 28b. The Medrash Tanhuma on this week's Parsha says, the Oris Choshim, what is Oris Choshim? The Medrash says that Rav Yudah Rav Nechemia, there's an argument between Rav Yudah and Rav Nechemia. Rav Yudah says, it was a huge animal in the desert Vekeren achas oyla b'mitzcha, and he had one horn in the forehead. Uve oyra shisha gvanim, and the skin had six colors. Venotlu oyso, and they took this animal. Ve'asum imenu yerios, and they made curtains out of it, meaning they used that for the covering of the Mishkan. Rav Nechemia says, Masa nisim hoyso, that it was a miracle animal. Uleshah shenivros, and at the time it was created, boy beshah nignaza, at that time it was hidden. V'oris chashim lama, why you require to have oris chashim? It brings down because it's written later on this week's passage, chapter 26, verse number 8, that oirich ayirio achas shloishim bo'ama, that the length of one skin was 30 amos, 30 cubits, and the Medrash understands that one piece of height was 30 cubits. How is it possible that you should have 30 cubits on one piece of height? Therefore, the Medrash says, Elomas Nisim, it was a miracle, and after that time, it was hidden away. It is also interesting to note that regarding the covering of the Mishkan, the Pasuk on Shmos chapter 26, verse number 14 says, Vosiso michsel oil, you should make a cover for the tent, oros elim meodomim, of reddened ram hides, umichse oros tchoshe milmolo, and a cover of tachash hides above. The opinion of Rav Yehuda is that you have to make two separate covers to the Mishkan. You have to first make one of reddened ram hides, and a second one of tachash hides. And Rav Nechemia holds that you have to make one cover altogether. Half of it is made of reddened ram hides, and half of it is made of tachash. And it looks like Tela Ilan, which is described as an animal which has a multicolored coat. The Gemara asks a question, Tela Ilan is not a kosher animal, and we only allow to use kosher things for the Mishkan. The Gemara answers, that Kamint La Ilan, that it looks like this animal, because this animal has on its coat a lot of colors, but it doesn't mean that the Tachash is the same kind of animal, where Tachash is a kosher animal, where Tala Ilan is not a kosher animal, meaning that the Tachash also has a lot of colors on its skin, in the same way that La Ilan has a lot of colors on its skin. That Rabbi Yosef says, if that is so, I understand now Hainu de Targuminon Sazgoina. I understand why the Targumunculus says now the words on Tachash Sazgoina. Shesos Bigvonim Harbe, because it rejoices in a lot of colors. In truth, Rav Yehuda could also call it Sazgoina, because he also holds that the Tachash skin had a lot of colors. As a matter of fact, we just mentioned Rav Yehuda on the Medrash Tanchuma, where Rav Yehuda says, She'sheish gvanim hayula, that he had six colors. And according to Rav Yehuda, we could say it's not only Saz Goina, that it rejoices with its colors because it had six colors, but it's actually Sheish Goina, it actually has six colors, meaning that it rejoices with its six colors, or it has six colors. Then the Gemara in Amud Beis asks, what is the bottom line regarding Tachash? The Gemara says that clearly Rab Meir holds Tachash was a clean animal, was a kosher animal, but they didn't know if it was a chaya or behema. They didn't know if it was in the family of domesticated animals or wild animals. The keren achas oisul b'mitzcha, and he had one horn on his forehead. Lefishon is damar lemoisha. For that time, it appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'osa mimenu mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mishkan out of it, v'nignas, and it was hidden away. If we put together all the opinions, we come up with an interesting idea of the Tachash. Rav Yehuda clearly says that Tachash was a chaya, even though Rab Meir has a doubt if it's a chaya or a behema, if it's a domesticated animal or not. Rav Yehuda clearly says that it's an undomesticated animal, it's a chaya, and it's a chaya tohoira, it's a pure chaya, and it had six colors, as the Medrash Tanchuma brings, And we could say that Rav Nechemia doesn't argue with that, that it had six colors, but Rav Nechemia says that it was created for that occasion, and after that occasion it was hidden, and it was a miraculous animal. And Rav Meir in the Gemara adds that it had one horn on its forehead, meaning that it was a unicorn. And Rabbi Yosef, and likewise Rashi, says that this is what the Targum means to say by the word Sazgoina, that it rejoices with all its colors. And Rashi adds, not only rejoices, mispar, it glorifies itself for its colors. So that is the complete picture of the Tachash. The Maharsha in Shabbos asks a question on Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says, also like Rav Nechemia, that animal was created lefisha for that time. That seems to contradict the pasuk in Yechezkel chapter 16, verse number 10, where there the pasuk is describing our existence in the desert and how Hashem took care of us in the 40 years that we were in the midbar. The pasuk there says, "Ven aleich tachash," and I made you shoes out of tachash. That means that every Jew had shoes made of tachash. If that is so, how can you say that it was done specifically for the Mishkan, when we see clearly that the Jewish people throughout the 40 years of the desert wore tachash shoes? The Maharsha answers, when the Gemara says it was done lefisha, doesn't mean just for one moment. It means it was done for the generation of the desert, meaning for the 40 years of the desert, and then it was hidden away. Therefore, since the pasuk in Yechezkel refers to the 40 years that we were in the desert, there is no contradiction with the Gemara, because lefisha doesn't mean just for a moment, it means for that time, for the time of the Jewish people in the desert. The Rabbeinu Bachya disagrees with that. The Rabbeinu Bachya actually says that the tchashim that were in the desert were specifically made only for the Mishkan, and only for the glory of Hashem, for the honor of Hashem, that people will see this beautiful tachash skin, and they will remember the awe of Hashem. After the Mishkan, that tachash was hidden away. As it seems that the Medrash Tanchuma brings in the name from Nechemia, and also that is the literal meaning of Lefisha. And he says that the tachash that is mentioned by Yechezkel, and I'll quote, "Zois oiso chaya acheres," that was a different kind of animal, meaning that we had two types of tachash. One tachash that appeared miraculously in the desert, and it was used for the Mishkan, and that had all the colors, and that is what the Gemara is talking about. But there was another tachash that Yechezkel is talking about, that was a different kind of animal, and it doesn't say what kind of animal that was. Sefer Shemen Roish asks a couple questions on the idea of tachash. Number one, why did Hashem make it that the tachash should only be there temporarily, and then it should disappear? Why is the tachash different than any of the thousands of animals and worms that Hashem created, that they still exist, but yet the tachash had to be hidden away? What's so special about the tachash that Hashem needed it, that it should be put away? Also, what was the purpose on creating the tachash altogether? If Hashem would not allow any artificially colored skins, then I would understand the need for the tachash, because since the tachash was so beautiful naturally, then Hashem wanted to create something that has the colors of the tachash in order to put it in His tabernacle. But since we are allowed to color the skins, as Rashi writes down clearly, "V'oiros elim adamim," that the ram skins were reddened, meaning they weren't naturally red, they were dyed, then there is no necessity for Hashem to create the tachash that is multicolored. Hashem could have just told us to dye a skin in different colors, and that would recreate the look of the tachash. What is the purpose that Hashem wanted specifically to create a tachash that has these colors? We could have done the same thing by duplicating the colors with special dyes. And then Sefer Shemen Roish asks, why do we care so much about the feeling of the tachash? Meaning that Rashi says that this is what the Targum means by the word Saz Goina, Shesaz Umispar Bigvanim Shalah, that the tachash is happy and glorifies himself with its colors. Who cares how the Tachash feels? What does it mean that the Tachash glorifies himself by its colors? Furthermore, according to Rashi, all creatures wanted the shape and the looks that they had. Meaning the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Omed Alef 60a brings down there, the Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol Ma'ase Bereishis, regarding all works of creation that happened in Bereishis, the Koimasam Nivro, all of them were created in their full stature, meaning they were created complete, fully mature. They weren't created as babies or created through an egg, but they were created fully mature. Bedatom Nivro, according to Rashi, it means that they were creating according to their will, meaning that Hashem asked them if they want to be created, and they said that they agreed to be created. Betzivyoinom Nivro, they were created according to their desire, meaning, according to Rashi, Bidmus Shebachru Lohem, that they actually decided which form and which characteristics they will take. Not that Hashem decided what form and characteristic to give them, they themselves chose their own forms and characteristics. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Bereishis chapter 2, verse number 1, Vayichulu Hashomayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzevaam, and the heaven and the earth and all their hosts were completed. The Gemara continues and says, do not read it, Tzevaam host, Elo Tzivyoinam, according to their desires. Meaning that all the animals of the worlds were created according to their own desires. That they all are happy by the way they look, because they are the ones who chose their look and their characteristics. Then why did the Targum Onkelos specifically write down that the Tachash is one that is happy and glorifies himself by its shape? Why do we care so much if all the animals actually are happy and chose their own shapes? Sefer Shemen Roy starts answering with a medrash in Yalkut Shimoni, the end of Tilem. There the medrash says that after David HaMelech finished the Sefer Tilem, David HaMelech became very haughty and he went to Hashem and said, is there something in the world that says so many praises like I did? Hashem made a frog appear in front of David HaMelech, and the frog told David HaMelech, do not get haughty, because I say more praises to Hashem than you, because on every praise that I give Hashem, I give 3,000 examples of that praise. It ends up that I say more praises than you. And all the Mefarshim ask, how does this disprove David HaMelech? Meaning, if David HaMelech really felt that he should be haughty because he said so many praises to Hashem, then how does the fact that the frog says more praises to Hashem remove his haughtiness? Meaning that the frogs and all creatures in the world all say praises to Hashem, but their saying the praise to Hashem is something involuntary. It's something that they do because they have no free will and they automatically sing praises to Hashem. But David HaMelech is a human being. The human being has a Yetzer Hara. Because of his Yetzer Hara, he tends not to recognize Hashem's goodness. So the fact that David HaMelech gave so many praises to Hashem, it's still a reason to become haughty, because there is no other creatures that do the same thing as David HaMelech. And the Mefarshim give an example to the question. Let's say if man is able to make wings and able to fly, are we going to say that he doesn't need to get haughty because there are birds that fly? Clearly the fact that there are birds that fly does not diminish in any way the fact that he did a great feat, that he could fly. Then clearly the fact that the frog says so many praises to Hashem shouldn't diminish the fact that David HaMelech, as a human being, said all these praises to Hashem. Then how did Hashem, by bringing the frog, cause David HaMelech not to be haughty? Sefer Shemen Roish answers this with a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Lamed Ches. The Zohar there interprets the pasuk that we have in Bereishis chapter 1, verse 26, where it says there, Vayomer Elohim Nase Adam, let us make man, Betzalmenu, in our image, Kidmusenu, in our likeness. The Zohar says that Hashem was speaking to all of creation, and Hashem was asking creation that each part of creation should give something to Adam HaRishon, meaning that each part of creation should give a characteristic to Adam HaRishon, and Hashem will also give his characteristic to Adam HaRishon. And therefore, Sefer Shem Eroi says that this is the reason why in Avos Derabnosan, a man is considered Oilam Katan, a small world, because inside the man includes everything from the world. The whole world gave something to man, and that's why it's meant by Nase Adam that we should make man, meaning Hashem asked partnership for the whole world in order to make man. Sefer Even Shleimer says that according to this, we could understand the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 5, Mishnah 23. Because there the Mishnah says, Yudah ben Tema Oimer, Yudah ben Tema says, Heve'az kanomer, a person should be as bold as a leopard, Ve'kal kanesher, he should be as light as an eagle, Ratz katzvi, he should be swift as a deer, Ve'gibor kwari, and should be strong as a lion, in order to do the will of your Father in heaven. And the question that the Even Shleimer asks is, how is it possible that the Mishnah should give such exaggerations? Because no matter how much we try, we'll never be as light as an eagle. And no matter how fast we run, we'll never be like a deer. And no matter how strong we are, we'll never be as strong as a lion. Then what's the Mishnah talking about? But according to this Zohar, we could understand what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is not saying for us to be as strong as a lion, meaning literally as a lion. It means to say that you should be as strong as the part that the lion gave to you. You should be as swift as the part that the deer imparted in you. You should be as light as the eagle gave to you, meaning you have all these characteristics in you. And the reason that they gave you these characteristics is in order for you to serve Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven. But doesn't mean necessarily that you are going to be exactly like those animals. It means to say that these animals imparted the new characteristics, and this is the characteristic that the lion gave you, and this is the characteristic that the eagle gave you, and this is the characteristic that the deer gave you, and so forth. But it doesn't mean that you should be exactly like them. And according to this, Sefer Shem Eroi explains what is written in Yeshaya, chapter 1, verse number 3, where we read the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. There it says, Yada Shor Koneo, the axe knows its owner, V'chamoir Evus Be'olov, and the donkey knows his master's trough, Yisrael Yada, but the Jewish people don't know, Ami Lo Hisboinon, my nation did not perceive. Meaning that Yeshaya is faulting us that we are worse than our animals. Our animals recognize their owner. Our animals recognize who gives them food. But we, the Jewish people, did not recognize who does this. And the question that the Sefer Shem Eroi is trying to answer is, how can we compare ourselves to our animals? Each animal has their natural characteristic. Therefore, the ox knows the owner, and the donkey knows where his food comes from. But we, the Jewish people, don't have these characteristics. Therefore, we don't know. Then how can we be blamed for not acting like the donkey and the ox? And the answer is based on the Zohar. Because since these animals imparted in us certain characteristics, then we should make sure to tap in those characteristics in service for Hashem. Meaning, since the ox gave to us the characteristic to know the owner, then we are to blame for not using that characteristic. And since the donkey gave to us the characteristic to know the owner's trough, we are blamed for not knowing our owner's trough. That is what Yeshaya is chastising us about. Sefer Shem Eroi explains that according to this, we now understand why Hashem decided to put the frog next to David HaMelech, meaning that David HaMelech was getting haughty for saying so many praises to Hashem, because David HaMelech believed that he is the one who did this. He is the one who went above his characteristic and sang praises to Hashem. To lower his ego, Hashem brought the frog next to David HaMelech, and Hashem was hinting to David HaMelech that the frog is the one that imparted in David HaMelech that feeling, that idea to sing praises, because the characteristic of the frog is to sing praises to Hashem. He sings so many praises to Hashem, and therefore, when the frog gave to man, the frog instilled in man the characteristic to say praises to Hashem. And that caused David HaMelech not to be so haughty, because he realized that he didn't do it all by himself. He actually had help from the frog. Now Sefer Shemarosh continues, explains the idea of Tachash. He explains based on the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah number 1. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Ezu derech Hishara Shuyavu Leodom, which is the proper path that a person should choose for himself. Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Yoseo, whatever is a credit to himself, is a glory to himself, the Tiferes Lo Min Adam, and it's a glory to people, meaning something that's good for man and good for Hashem. And the Bartanur explains that this Mishnah wants to tell us that we should always try to behave in the middle ground, meaning that we should never try to be too stingy or too giving. We should always try to behave according to the middle ground. But the Bartanura says that there is one thing that we should never go in the middle ground. We have to try to go all the way in the other end, and that is the attribute of haughtiness. Like the Gemara in Soita, Daf Hey Omed Aleph 5a says, regarding haughtiness, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Loi mina veloi miksasa, a person should desire neither all of it nor any part of haughtiness, because any part of haughtiness is no good. Therefore, the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah 4 says, Rab Levitas ish Yavne Oimer, that Rab Levitas ish Yavne says, Me'oid me'oid have shval ruach, that a lot, you should be exceedingly humble in spirit. So we see clearly that regarding haughtiness, we have to go to the other corner and be exceedingly humble. But there is still a time where you're required to be haughty. As the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim 2, chapter 17 says, Va'igba liboy b'dark Hashem, that we should raise our heart, be haughty when we're dealing in the ways of Hashem, meaning that when we deal in making mitzvahs, then we have to know for sure that we are children of kings, and we have to know that we have a soul that's a part of Hashem. Like that, we'll be able to glorify ourselves and make the mitzvahs with the proper happiness. But as we mentioned, this attribute of glorifying ourselves is a very dangerous attribute, because we could glorify ourselves every day and become haughty. Therefore, Hashem decided that since the attribute of the Tachash is, as Rashi explains, the Targum Unclus, Shesos Umispor Begvonim Shelo, that the Tachash is happy and glorifies himself by its color, then this Tachash gave into mankind the attribute of glorifying himself. Hashem was afraid that if this Tachash remains every time, then this attribute will contribute that man become haughty. Therefore, Hashem decided that he is only going to use this Tachash when he makes the Mishkan. By making the Mishkan, which the Mishkan is a service to Hashem, at this point Hashem will take out the Tachash and will put the Tachash on the Mishkan. Like that, man will remember that this attribute of glorifying himself should only be used when you're doing mitzvahs like building the Mishkan. Because after that, Hashem had to hide the Tachash, had to hide this animal in order for him not to continue giving us the attribute of being haughty. Because if we glorify ourselves all the time, we become haughty. But by Hashem putting this Tachash only in the Mishkan and then taking it away, then we'll know that this attribute of the Tachash has to be used only for the service of Hashem and not any other place. That is the reason why Hashem specifically wanted to put the Tachash in the Mishkan, because he wanted to teach us that lesson. And that is the reason why Hashem only created for that time, in order for us to know that we could only use that attribute at that time and no other time. And that is also why Rashi explains what is the attribute of Tachash, because that explains why Hashem only allowed it at that time. Based on this idea, Sefer Shemeroy says we could now explain the idea of Rav Nechemia, that he held that the covering of the Mishkan was half Tachash skins and half red dyed ram skins. Meaning, we know that red signifies sin, because as it's written in Yeshaya chapter 1 verse 18, אם יהיו חטאיכם כשונים, if your sins will be like scarlet, כשלג ירבינו, they'll become as white as snow. אם ידימו כתויה, if they'll become red as crimson, כצמר יהיו, they'll become as wool, meaning white. And here we have the skins that were white, but now are painted red, and they are painted red to remind us that we are not perfect, that we are still sinners. Therefore Hashem was afraid, even after he put the tachas skins and taught us that we should glorify ourselves in the mitzvah, that we may glorify ourselves so much that we will become haughty. Therefore Hashem decided to join with that tachas the skins that are reddened, meaning that they are dyed red, to teach us that we should not get as haughty because we are still not perfect. And both together will give us the proper service to Hashem. When I was learning this idea of Tachash, it really bothered me, this Mishnah in Avos, chapter 5, Mishnah number 8. There the Mishnah lists, Asorot Dvorim Nivru Berev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshos, 10 things were created on the eve of Shabbos at twilight, meaning they were the last things in creation. And Sefer HaMusar explains that all the miracles and wonders performed by the prophets, as well as anything destined for the future, were planned and created in potential during the first 6 days of creation. Because Mefarshim explains, since the Pasuk in Keheles, chapter 1, verse number 9 says, Mashe hoyo hu sheiye, what it was, that is what will be. Mashe naase hu sheyase, what it was done, that will be done. Ve'en kol chodosh tachas ha-shamesh, there is no new thing beneath the sun, meaning that everything in potential had to be created in the 6 days of creation, before Shabbat, because it can't be anything new under the sun. And the Mishnah there even lists different miracles, and one of the things that it lists is the Shamir. And the Shamir was a small worm that would cut and split large stones, because since the Torah prohibited us from using sword or iron to hew the stones of the temple, so the Shamir took place of the chisels when Shlomo HaMelech needed to build the temple. Also in the tabernacle, the Shamir was used to engrave the names of the 12 tribes on the precious stones of the ephod and the breastplate worn by the Kohen Gadol. So we see that even those things that are going to be only one time were already created, were already mentioned in the Mishnah. And yet, we do not see the Mishnah mentioning the Tachash. If I say that the Tachash only appeared for the Mishkan, then the Mishnah in Avos should have mentioned the idea of Tachash being created on the eve of Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. And then I remembered Rabbeinu Bachya in the beginning of Bereishis, chapter 3, verse number 21, after the sin of Adam and Chava, where there Rabbeinu Bachya brings down on the pasuk that says, "Vayas Hashem Elohim le'Adam u'le'ishtoy kosnos oir v'albishem," that Hashem made to Adam and his wife clothing of skin v'albishem and he dressed them, meaning that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava clothing of skin. And Rabbeinu Bachya is wondering, from which animal did Hashem take the skin to make for Adam HaRishon this clothing? And Rabbeinu Bachya answers that it was the Tachash, this same animal that we are discussing. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Omed Beis 38b, there gives what happens to Adam HaRishon in each hour of the day. And the Gemara there says that in the ninth hour of the day, he was commanded not to eat from the fruit of the tree. In the tenth hour, he made a mistake and he ate it. In the 11th hour, he was judged. And during the 12th hour, he was kicked out. That means that during the 12th hour, Hashem already gave to Adam HaRishon the clothing of Tachash. That means that the Tachash was already created before Bein Hashmoshes. Therefore, there is no question why it's not listed, because the Tachash was already in the world during the time of Adam HaRishon, and it wasn't something new that came specifically for the Jewish people in the Mishkan. Hashem hid it, but it was already in existence in the world. According to Rabbeinu Bachya, which Rabbeinu Bachya says that the Tachash was given to Adam HaRishon after he did his sin, and according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where there the Gemara describes the sin of Adam HaRishon, and Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Koifer Be'iker Hayo, that Adam HaRishon was denying the fundamental idea that there is one God. That means that what Adam HaRishon did was tantamount to idolatry. And according to Rashi, that Rashi believes that we only got Parshas Truma after the sin of the golden calf, meaning that had it not been for the sin of the golden calf, we wouldn't build a tabernacle, because the tabernacle only served to atone for the sin of the golden calf. And in the tabernacle, Hashem tells us to make curtains of the skin of Tachash. That means also again, in the same way that Adam HaRishon was covered with the Tachash, so too the Mishkan was covered with the Tachash. Then we have to understand what is the idea that Hashem is giving us after we commit the sin of idolatry, that we require specifically to use the Tachash skin. I wanted to answer this question in a different ways. The first way I'm going to answer is based on a Rashba in Chulin Daf Samach Omed Aleph, which is brought down by the Ayin Yaakov. There the Gemara explains that what's written in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Omed Aleph, that when Adam HaRishon experienced the first nightfall, he was afraid that the world was being brought to an end because he sinned. When morning arrived, he realized that it was simply the natural cycle of day and night, and he decided to sacrifice an ox for thanksgiving. The Gemara here in Chulin Daf Samach Omed Aleph explains what kind of ox Adam HaRishon sacrificed. Omar Rav Yehuda says, Shor Shikriv Adam HaRishon, the ox that Adam HaRishon sacrificed, Keren Achas Oysoloi B'Mitzchoi, he had a single horn in his forehead, and he brings a pasuk to that effect. The Rashba is wondering, what's the significance of Keren Echad, one horn in its forehead? First, the Rashba explains the idea of one horn. The Rashba explains the idea of one horn is the idea that we are focusing kingship, one horn to Hashem. As the Gemara writes down in Megillah, Daf Yudalet Omed Aleph 14a, that David Ushloima, David and Shlomo Melech, Shenimshachu Bekeren, that they were anointed with the horn, Nimshachu Malchusoi, the kingdom continued. But other people that were not anointed with a horn, their kingdom did not continue. And by us saying that it was one horn, that means that we are agreeing that there is one kingdom, that there is only one king in the world, and that is Hashem. That is the idea of having one horn, that we unifying ourselves, knowing that there is only one God, and that directly combats idolatry, because we are showing clearly that we believe there is one God. And another idea that Rashba brings is that since the position of the horn is al-metzach, on the forehead, and that is the place where your brain is, that means that you are focusing your brain in the oneness, in the one horn of Hashem, and you are leaving your bad ways and totally giving yourself towards God. And the Rashba continues and says, this is the meaning, Ukvar Yodato, and you understand, Shakisu Shel Mishkan Oyu Orest Choshim Ilmalo, that the covering of the Mishkan composed of Tchoshim on top, and then Voya Mishkan Echot, and then the Mishkan became one. And now we have the clincher that the Rashba says, Ba'omru Chazal, Beperek, Ba'memadlikim, the Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, as we mentioned, Tachas, Shahayu, B'mei Moshe, the Tachas was, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Keren, Echot, Oyele, B'mitzcha, there was only one horn in its forehead. V'inezen, Nigla, Mevur, and here you have clear proof. Meaning, that the Rashba says that the idea that Adam HaRishon brought a unicorn axe that had a horn on his forehead is to tell, number one, that Hashem is the king, and then to focus your mind in the oneness of Hashem, and that is the reason why Hashem told us to put the Tachash on top of the Mishkan, to show that the Mishkan becomes one in service of Hashem. So we see clearly that the Rashba puts the idea of unicorn, of having one horn in his forehead, with the idea of idolatry. And therefore, that could be the reason why specifically after Adam HaRishon and the Jewish people sinned regarding idolatry, that Hashem tells us and tells Adam HaRishon to cover himself with the skin of Tachash to remind them that the Tahash had one horn in his forehead to remind him that he's required to unify his mind to the kingdom of Hashem, and like that his repentance will be complete. Using the same idea of the Rashba, that the Rashba says that the idea of the horn is that since horn represents kingdom, and having one horn means that you recognize that the kingdom belongs to Hashem, I wanted to use a different aspect of the Tahash to explain the same idea. Because Rav Yehuda in the Medrash says that the Tahash was a chaya, and it had Sheish Gvanim, six colors. And it bothered me, why specifically does it say six colors? What difference how many colors it has? And maybe it means to say that since we know that there are seven emanations of Hashem, and they are Chesed, Mercy, Gevura, Might, Tiferes, Beauty, Hod, Splendor, Netzach, Victory, Yesod, Foundation, and the top of all is Malchus, Kingdom. Therefore, Hashem is telling us, by giving us the clothing of the Tahash, that you could achieve the six colors, you could achieve the six emanations, but Malchus only belongs to Hashem. Kingdom only belongs to Hashem. And therefore, specifically after we commit idolatry, where we have doubts regarding Malchus, Hashem tells us to dress in the clothing of the Tahash, or cover the Mishkan in the clothing of the Tahash, whose skin has six colors, to emphasize this point that Malchus only belongs to Hashem. Then I wanted to explain this in a different way altogether. It's written in Medrash Rabbim Bereishis, Parsha Chof, Siman Yud Beis, that in Beterosu Sher Rav Meir, in the Torah of Rav Meir, was written Kosnos Oir with Aleph. It was written Kosnos Oir with Ayin, which means clothing of skin. It was written Kosnos Oir, clothing of Oir with Aleph, which means clothing of light. And all the Meforshim are trying to understand what is Rav Meir hinting to us. And Meforshim explained that originally we were all light, meaning that men and women before the sin were made of light, but after they sinned, they got a covering on themselves, they got kosnos or, but the ultimate goal is for them to work their way back to becoming light. And that is also the idea that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the mountain, he was so holy, he didn't know kikoran oir panov, that the skin became horned and light shined through. The idea is that you have to become internally light, and that is the ultimate goal. Not that we should continue with the clothing of skin which covers us, but we should have kosnas oir, clothing of light, that we should again reach the level before the sin where we were all light. I wanted to explain based on the colors of the prism or the colors of the spectrum, meaning that we know that the colors of the prism are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet, meaning that if we pass through light through a triangle glass in the same way that Sir Isaac Newton did, then we'll get these seven colors of the spectrum, which means that these seven colors, when they are in the right proportions, they again make white light. And that could be the meaning why Hashem gave us, after we do the worst sin, the sin of idolatry, the skin of the Tahash. Meaning that after Adam HaRishon sinned and he was punished for the sin, Hashem, by giving him the clothes of the Tahash, was hinting to him that he could still go back to his old status. All it's missing for him to do is a little tikkun. Therefore, Hashem decided, as a hint, to give him this cloth of the Tahash, which has the six colors. All it's missing is for you to work in one of the colors. I'm already giving you six of the colors. You have to work a little bit on one of the colors, one attribute that you don't behave properly. And if you do that, then you again achieve, then you will again receive kosnas or the clothing of light. Since we are saying now that light consists of seven colors, therefore Hashem specifically put these six colors in the Tahash and told Adam HaRishon to wear this, for him to know that it is in his own hand to achieve the seventh level, and then he'll able to get back to the light. And that could also be the idea that Hashem decided to cover the Mishkan with the skins of the Tachash. Because since the Jewish people also did idolatry and they also repented, Hashem is hinting to them that all it's missing is a little bit in order for them to be able to reach the light. And if they work on themselves, then they'll again able to reach the light, and then we'll have the full Geula, will have everything the way it's supposed to be. And Hashem is Baruch should help that we should soon have this light. Moshiach should come, Beis HaMikdash rebuild, Bimheira Beyomeinu, Amen.